Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And summer has started, and there's nothing like a greater Washington area summer. There's only one thing worse than the heat and humidity of the Washington area summer. It's when your back goes out and you're confined to bed and where you're living doesn't have air conditioning. That was a long time ago. I'm fine now. So we have a bit of a different seating arrangement. And Rabbi Rappaport and I, you know, had a number of conversations about it. And we were talking about, well, how do we get people to sit towards the front? And it was a choice between the Southwest seating arrangement and the United seating arrangement. So if you think of the difference, the United seating arrangement would have had about that much space between the rows in the back. But it's summer, it's Southwest, so there's plenty of leg room for everybody. But don't fret about being able to go back to your seat. Rabbi Rappaport and I stood in the sanctuary. We made a map of where everybody sits. We put their names underneath the chair so that by the fall, you'll be able to go and find your seat again. But thank you for your patience. It's just fun to do a little bit. And it's just looking forward to a great summer and 4th of July. And we continue with the candle blessing, and we'll do candle blessing number 2. And I'd like Lindsay to come up and lead us.
As these Shabbat candles give light to all who behold them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we, in our own day, be among those who kindle light. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvata V'Tzivanu V'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu.
Continue on page 10 with Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Shareim, Malachi Elyon, Melech Malchei HaOlam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Shareim, Malachi Elyon, Melech Malchei HaOlam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem. Malachi HaShareim, Malachi
Shabbat is about taking time and pausing to see the wonders of our world. And as Jewish summer camps are beginning, Shabbat is this amazing time of the whole community coming together. And you just feel this wonderful sense of love, of presence and holiness. A poem by Danny Siegel. Glory be to you for chance encounters. All praise to you, for you occasion momentary Torah in incidental happenings, Shabbos strollers' eyes, conductors' hands, the jumping feet of children. You set us unexpected meetings everywhere, in corridors and clinics, waiting rooms, the beach. You make signs and signals, radiating warmth in everything, if we but look for them. Boredom is a sin. For as long as there are trees and mountains, lakes and wrinkled faces moving towards us in a patterned unpredictability, we say, praise to you, eternal God. Hear our words of song. Echad Odi is on page 14. Please remain standing, page 17.
Bye.
together on page 18 at the top. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. Before morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe, you created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit, all that I am, and because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of the creations, I thank you and praise your name. We read together, page 19 at the bottom. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdoms, and values of Torah. We in turn choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bonds with generations past through Torah. Please be seated. We read together. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha v'hayu ha'divarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam B'shivtecha b'veitecha, uv'lachtecha v'aderech, u'shochbecha uv'kumecha, u'kshartam l'ot al yadecha, v'hayu l'totafot bein einecha, u'chtavtam al mezuzot v'eitecha u'visharecha, v'ma'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'yitem kiroshim l'elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher Hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyot lechem l'Elohim, Ani Adonai Elohechem. The wonder of prayer is, rather than just reading the words, if each week we can find a way to make the prayer our own, that we have a thought, a meditation, some idea that connects with the theme of the prayer. As we prepare for Milchamocha, I'm conscious that this is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots in New York, which heralded the sea change to bring rights for LGBTQ people. There's an article in the paper today recounting the events of that night, everything that led up to it. And there was an interview with the police commander that evening, and even before the mayor apologized, 15 years earlier, he apologized. And he noted that he felt terrible, but that he was grateful for bringing a different kind of freedom. So as we sing Mi Kamocha, we think of all peoples who are in need of freedom and the gifts, the blessings when freedom can come. Continue with Vishamru on 27.
Please rise for the tefillah on page 29.
Mm-hmm.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avotenu v'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, velohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor Vahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, Vizocher Chaste Avot V'imahot, Umevi Gulal Ivne Venehem, Lama'an Shemo Ba'ahava, Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagain, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magain Avraham V'Ezrat Sarah. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah. A tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. The top of page 32. Our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God. From the beauty of the earth and sky to the beauty we have within us, God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are grateful. Baruch atah Adonai, Ha'el HaKadosh. Blessed are you, the Holy God. You may be seated. Blessing for the Shabbat day on the bottom of page 34. As the Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessings to our people and all humanity. The top of page 36. A prayer for Hoda'ah, for gratitude. To pray is to take notice of the wonder, to regain a sense of the mystery that animates all beings, the divine margin in all attainments. Prayer is our humble answer to the inconceivable surprise of living. It is all we can offer in return for the mystery by which we live. How strange we are in the world, and how presumptuous our doings. Only one response can maintain us: gratefulness for witnessing the wonder, for the gift of our unearned right to serve, to adore, and to fulfill. It is gratefulness which makes the soul great. Our prayer for shalom, Sim Shalom, is on page 40.
Shalom.
book of Ezekiel that there were women who were from Israelite women who were crying over Tammuz, an ancient Canaanite god of the wheat harvest. So we'll not be doing that this evening. However, we will be welcoming the month of Tammuz. So I don't think there are probably any more people perhaps worshiping the god of Tammuz, but it is interesting that many of our months are actually based on things that even perhaps predate our Torah stories. So as we look ahead to a month ahead of good health and blessing, may we feel grounded in history and tradition. Our blessing for the new month of Tammuz, which begins on Wednesday night, is on page 50. According to our calendar, the new month of Tammuz begins on Wednesday night. Our God and God of our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace. A life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service. A life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. O wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort, and let us say amen. And as we reflect on the month that is passing by and the month that lies ahead, we continue with our own silent prayers and meditations.
Amen.
prayers in our hearts. We pray for healing, emotional and spiritual and physical healing for all of those in need, friends, family members, community members, as we continue with our prayer for healing, Misha Berach, on page 45.
Rachel, Rob, thank you so very, very much. And yeah, I particularly like one part of this arrangement. When I was in rabbinic school, the music teacher in music class said, "Crystal, don't sing." So just being able to stand here in proximity, as long as I don't get too close to the microphone, makes me feel like I'm part of the group. So thank you so very, very much. So what's your generation? What generation do you belong to? This week I was speaking to a friend and she told me about the different names for all of the different generations. As we were talking, I knew 2.5. Well, half was I knew 2, I knew the name for a third, but I didn't know exactly what it was. So anybody can come up with the 6 different generations? Boomers, okay. Boomers, good. What? Gen X, good. Excuse me? Gen Y, yeah. Millennials? The Beat Generation? Okay, actually Gen Y and the Millennials are the same thing. Okay, so here we go. We have the GI Generation, also known as the Greatest Generation, where World War II defined life experience. We have the Silent Generation. Think of Mad Men and the transitions that were going on there. That's the Silent Generation. We have 2 types of boomers. We have the Save the World Revolutionaries, and then the second part, the Party Hardy Yuppies. We have Gen X, which is a generation between the boomers and between the millennials, and sort of Too young to be a millennial, too old to be a yuppie. Entrepreneurial and individualistic. Gen Y and millennials, born from 1981 to about 2000. And the last generation is Gen Z, also known as the boomlets. That's the youngest generation out there. So I've been a rabbi for about 30 years now, a little over, And I've been active with the Reform movement for almost 50 years, and I've seen different Reform generations through those years. Now, the thing about generations, though, is that very often a generation is defined in pejorative terms. Well, they're that, and that's why they cause me a problem. And let's not think of it that way. Let's think of generations as each having different gifts that they bring, and the richness of life comes when people in one generation are able to share and be friends with people in other generations. So in Judaism, Reform movement, there's the classical Reform generation. We grew up with the Union Prayer Book with the High English. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, repeat with me, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And the words, grant us peace, thy most precious gift, O eternal source of peace. You know, the words still, they still inspire me. But in some ways, the classical Reform period of our movement is seen as passé, anachronistic. It's sort of like, get thee back, old Union Prayer Book. The nifty generation. So many of us resonate with this generation, going to camp, being involved in youth group, our song leaders and social action defined us. The traditionalists. So as the Reform movement was founding, it was moved away from tradition, and this part of our movement wanted greater depth in Torah study, more Hebrew in services, and greater observance. And the spiritual generation. When I went to HUC in 5 years of education, we had about 2 hours about Jewish mysticism. So I went on the website today of HUCJIR in New York, and they now have a whole section called the Spiritual Initiative. You can do meditation, spiritual direction, Torah yoga. I have to tell you, I did like a 4-day thing of like rabbinic cantorial students, rabbis, and they pushed back all the chairs in the synagogue of Hebrew Union College in New York and put down yoga mats. And not only were they yoga mats, they were swag yoga mats. They had on the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion logo on them. I had now seen everything, and I could say that Stephen S. Weiss, who founded the New York School, was probably rolling over in his grave. But I really enjoyed the different things by encountering each generation. And while many reject it, I have great admiration for the classical Reform generation. What? Is he serious? Are we going back to the old prayer book next week? No. While I admire the old prayer book, and being in Savannah, it was great. And I'll tell you, I still have fond memories of the hymns, All the World Shall Come to Serve Thee. There was nothing like a good hymn. But classical Reform wasn't about a style of music. It was really about radical intellectual thought. And it was about people who saw the world in a completely different way and lived with the courage of their convictions. The early Reform leaders in Germany, they grew up in the Orthodox world in Europe, but they put aside the beliefs in God from antiquity and from the Middle Ages, and they transformed the language of Judaism. You know, when we went from male language to gender-inclusive language, that was kind of an evolutionary change. But this was radical change. In place of chosenness, where the Jewish people are the chosen people by God, they said, the Jews, we see the Jews as the elect of God. Instead of that, they said, we recognize in every religion an attempt to grasp the infinite. What a radically different way of thinking the world. It's not only us, everybody has a truth. In place of that supernatural Messiah who would be heralded by Elijah, I did watch Good Omens on Amazon. It was a lot of fun. But they said, in the modern era of universal culture of heart and intellect, the approaching realization of our religion's great messianic hope, the establishment of a kingdom of truth, justice, and peace for all people. A completely different way of looking at the world. In place of bodily resurrection, that when the Messiah comes, there'll be an end of days judgment and will come back in human form. They said, we reject these ideas as not rooted in Judaism. The beliefs in bodily resurrection, in Gehenna and Eden, hell or paradise, we no longer believe in that punishment and reward. So, full disclosure, they didn't want the state of Israel. They didn't want mitzvot. And these are things that are central to our lives. And Reform Judaism is now a Zionist movement. But it's my admiration for these radical, radical ideas. It's absolutely incredible. And, you know, as an interim rabbi, I've traveled the country, and, you know, it's just serendipitous that I've been to some of the founding congregations of the Reform movement. And this is really where I want to come to tonight, that one of my heroes is Rabbi David Einhorn. You've heard me mention his name before. He was the first rabbi of Har Sinai Congregation in Baltimore. He arrived in 1855. But beyond his theology, Rabbi Einhorn epitomized the belief in universal justice. He risked his life for these ideals. April 19th, 1861, the Civil War was just beginning. Maryland was a border state. Rabbi Einhorn delivered a sermon where he fiercely denounced slavery. He wrote in response to a sermon by Morris Jacob Raphael, who supported slavery. Einhorn called it a deplorable farce and argued against the institution of slavery as inconsistent with Jewish values. He took this stand even though many of his congregants were sympathetic to slavery. A riot broke out in response to this sermon. The mob wanted to tar and feather him. He fled to Philadelphia, where he became the spiritual leader of Congregation Knesset Israel. Wow, that's amazing. And so every year, and just, you know, it's that kind of bridge between year one and year two, I like to share excerpts from a sermon by Rabbi Einhorn. It's called War with Amalek. And he talks about Amalek, who was the eternal enemy of the Jewish people, the tribes that tried to attack Israel from behind when they came out of slavery. And he identifies the Amaleks that cursed the world in his generation. He said, "War with Amalek is a war against evil continuing from generation to generation. In this generation, the necessity is presented to us of a war against the enslavement of race, which has brought the Republic to the verge of destruction against an Amalek seed, which has turned into a blood-drenched dragon seed. Is there anything else but a deed of Amalek, a rebellion against God, to enslave beings created in his image, to degrade them to a state of beasts with no will of their own? Is it anything but an act of ruthlessness and wicked violence to reduce defenseless human beings to a condition of merchandise, relentlessly to tear them away from the hearts of husbands, wives, parents, and children? We are told that this crime rests upon a historic right. But pray, can ancient custom indeed convert an atrocious wrong into a right? The law of God was intended for human beings and is therefore a law of education, affording to the human mind the most powerful impulse for development. Enslavement of conscience, the attempt to make Christianity the American state religion. This predicts a worse war that would result between the sects, against the Constitution, with the view of securing peace, tranquility, justice, and the welfare of the United States. As though the present bloody conflict and the ruling corruption owned their origin to want a Christian belief, as though ministers in the South in their sermon in defense of slavery did not refer to the authority of Christianity, just as ministers of the North did against the institution. He moves to his final subject. There would be no Jewish smugglers to say that such great offenses are not committed by other members of other denominations as often, perhaps oftener than our own co-religionists, or that the saying little rogues are brought to punishment whereas big ones are allowed to escape is not exemplified also in our country. But the crime is far greater when committed by a Jew, because he must know the whole Jewish community is made accountable for his offense, and this act inflicts shame, disgrace, and misfortune upon his fellow believers. Let us make war also upon the Amalek in our midst. Let us meet them that bring shame and disgrace upon us and our religious faith with the fullness of our moral indignation. I just find Rabbi Einhorn incredibly inspiring, incredibly courageous. Harsanei congregation, there is a robing room. They have pictures of all of the rabbis from Rabbi Einhorn through all of the generations of rabbis, over 150 years worth of rabbis. And you know, having served that congregation, kind of feel a responsibility and a pride in that legacy. Next week, we're going to be celebrating the 4th of July. And as I read the words of Rabbi Einhorn, in my heart and mind, I hear the tolling of the Liberty Bell, and I see the fireworks. Really, these things that proclaim our freedom. So what's your generation? At TBS, we come from many different American generations. And each of us is part of a different generation in the life of our faith. But it's when we give and receive gifts from others that we're truly a community. Vador vador, from generation to generation. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
continue with Aleinu on page 53. Please rise.
Aleinu l'shabeah l'adon hakol v'teik du lad yotzeher breshit shelo asanu kigoye haratzot v'lo hosamanu k'mishpechot ha'adama shelo samchelchenu kahem v'gor aleinu k'chol Tachavim umodim lefnei melech machei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu v'ne'emar v'haya Adonai l'melech hakol haaretz hayom hahu hayom hahu Adonai Echad Ushemo 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 Echad.
Please be seated. Page 57. We all stand together to remember those whom we have loved and lost, to remember those whose lives were taken because of who they were or what they believed, to remember those who perished in the Holocaust or by acts of terrorism, to remember those who died in service of our country or of our people, to remember those who have no one left to say Kaddish, to remember all their lives and the blessings they brought to the world. We all stand together. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Betty Davison, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, and Sandy Keith. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members, Carol Morehouse, friend of the Ahrens, Derner, and Green families, Anne Friedman, mother of Carol Wolf, Lillian Donnelly, friend of David Zweigel, Joel Barnett Gersel, father of Lisa Gordon, Jim Pfizer, stepfather of John Morrison, and Oscar and Valeria Ramirez, asylum seekers in the United States. And we remember on this, during this week, the yard sites of those dear to our members, Esther Blum, Dr. Janet Hatta, Jonathan Lynch, Pearl Poritz, Ducia Schwartz, Elaine Abelson, Morris Gelfand, Sheila Niebauer, Betty Shames, Barbara Bellinghausen, Hannah Lesser, Eugene Mills, Zygmunt Nagorski, Louise Sobo, Stanley Stone, Tilly Cohen, Bernard Sachs, Lillian Klein, Arthur Goldstein, Charles Bill Boy, Elaine Jenser, Nathan Lent, Michael Newberg, and Rehan Sefoglu. We rise as a congregation to honor all of their memories. Kaddish is on page 60. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah, v'almad divrach rutei v'yamlech malchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chayedecho beit Yisrael, v'agalau v'zman kari v'yimru amen. Yehe shmei rabam v'rach la'alam almei almaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei. V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei d'kutsha berichu. La'ela min kol berachata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Damiran v'alma v'yimru amen. Yehe shlama rabam min shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. O se shalom b'imromav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru. From our sacred prayer of memory to celebrating the joy of Shabbat. And there's different ways I call people up. So, you know, it's probably usually Noah and Harry, but I'll give you a break because it's like everyone religious school. Or it could be, you know, there's a few of you who grew up here who are college students. I won't put you on the spot. So how about anybody who has a summer birthday that you weren't expecting that should come up and be honored by helping to lead us in Kiddush. All summer birthdays. Got to keep people on their toes. Gabby, would you like to hold the cup? Okay. And we're all doing it together. Whoops. On page 61. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pari hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav Virat Savanu, Vishabat Kodsho, Beahava Uvratson Hin Hilanu, Zikaron Lemahase Bereshit, Kihu Yom Tehila, Lamikra Ekodesh, Zecher Litziat, Mitzrayim, Kiba. If you dare. Ha motzi lechem mit. Yeah, it's wine, okay. That answers that question. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. Best piece of challah for having to have that wine. And happy summer birthdays. You may be seated.
Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to our Shabbat service. Rabbi Crystal started the service tonight by talking about the seating arrangements in Southwest and United Airlines. A quick story, I was on a Bulgarian airline flight in the early 90s, back when you could still smoke on an aircraft. And the flight attendant got up and gave the introductory comments in Bulgarian to the passengers. And then in a very deep but understandable Bulgarian accent, started saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on flight to Frankfurt. On the left side of aircraft is smoking. On the right side of aircraft is no smoking." Think about that. Thank you to all help make this service possible. Our rabbis, Rob and Rachel, board member ushers, greeters, ONIC helpers, security, and you, our TBS members and guests. We're moving our TBS operation to a new synagogue software platform called Shul Cloud. This will include the TBS calendar on our website. And for security purposes, we're not making public all the things that we do here. We're struggling on how to make a good public-facing look. But the calendar on the website is bare bones. If you go look at it now, all it says is basically Shabbat menu makers. Members will have access to the full calendar in the near future as we figure out how to get everybody their accounts, and you'll have your individual account. And there'll be lots of information. In the meantime, the weekly email will be your best source of information. And, of course, you can always call the office for information or questions. Speaking of calendars, the July and August is full of activities. To name a few, starting in July, join Rabbi Crystal as he takes us on a four-session learning tour of Judaism in the 21st century. Sessions will begin at 7 p.m., last about 90 minutes, July 24th, 31st, and August 7th and 8th. I'm sorry, what did I say? Thank you, the 7th and the 14th. I wrote it right, I just read it wrong. Anyway, there'll be a barbecue at 6 p.m., followed by an outdoor, weather permitting, family service starting at 7 p.m., rain or shine, on August 2nd. And we'll come inside if, obviously, the weather doesn't cooperate. Sheldon Lowe returns on August 23rd for his first of three appearances next year, and Cantor Boxt will appear at six Shabbats over the year, plus High Holy Days, of course. Next week, we celebrate the nation's birthday. The office will be closed on July 4th and 5th. Wishing you a good weekend, a peaceful Shabbat, a happy and safe 4th of July, and a good next week. Shabbat Shalom.
We conclude with Hinei Matov, and the words are in your service folder.
Share.
Berechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May your words and actions on this Shabbat and in the week ahead bring goodness and blessing and peace to our world, to your family, and to your own soul. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.